Good morning and welcome to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, your host of this very fast-paced half hour of special topics and special guests designed to help you realize your personal dreams of wealth and freedom. Blueprint for Wealth is brought to you by Odin, Feldman, and Pittleman, a full-service law firm located in Fairfax, Virginia, with clients all across the D.C. metro area and across the country. If you'd like to know more about Odin, Feldman, and Pittleman, please visit us on the web at www.ofplaw.com. Or if you'd like to make an appointment with one of our attorneys, call us at 703-218-2100. And please tune in to my blog on a weekly basis for new content, blueprintforwealth.org, so you can listen to these radio shows, watch videos, and read my articles that are in the Washington Business Journal once every month. Today, we're going to be talking about something that's not purely legal in nature. In fact, it's really not legal. It applies to all entrepreneurs and all businesses, and that is building customer relationships. You know, it's easy to concentrate on bringing in new clients or new sales and bigger accounts, but paying attention to your existing customers, and that goes for me as well, no matter how small they are, is essential to keeping our businesses thriving. The secret to repeat business, in my opinion, is following up in a way that has a positive effect on all of our clients and all of our customers. Good follow-up begins immediately after you've made the sale, when you call the customer to say thank you and find out if he or she is pleased with your products or services. Beyond this, there are many ways to follow up to ensure your business is always on the customer's mind. First, let them know what you're doing for them. This can be in the form of a newsletter that's mailed to the customers. It can be informal, such as a phone call. But whatever method you use, the key is to dramatically point out to all of your customers what excellent service you're giving them. And hopefully, you are giving them excellent service. Make a phone call. Let them know that they don't have to worry about anything that you've implemented with them because you've handled all the paperwork. You've called your attorney. You've double-checked on the shipment. One less thing they have to do. Help them out. Write old customers and write them in a way that's not using the impersonal social media that we use today. Use a handwritten personal thank you note or a personal card to let them know that you're thinking about them. I can't tell you how many times I've received these types of cards from former vendors and always thought about hiring them again to help me with whatever needs I may have. And keep it personal. A voicemail, email is really easy, but it's not very personal. Remember their special occasions too. Remember their birthdays. Remember their anniversaries and special events that have passed on with respect to the company. And pass on information that you might think is of interest to them, like an article that they might read that might apply to their situation. And consider follow-up business development calls, meaning that you don't have to bill them for every call that you're making to them. Just call them and see how they're doing. Find out what's on their minds, how you can help them. There are plenty of things that you can do to ensure good customer service once you have these clients. And when you're a one-person business, it's easy to stay on top of what customers want. But as you add employees, whether it's 1 or 100, you're adding more links in the customer service chain and creating potential for poor service along the way. That's why creating a customer service policy and adhering to it is important. And put that policy in writing. For example, at our firm, we have a system of processes to ensure that no client falls through the cracks, that if a call comes in, the call is returned, that if an email is sent, the email is returned promptly, courteously, professionally. Establish support systems that give your employees clear instructions on how to gain and maintain superiority in providing service to your clients. Develop a way of measuring superb customer service and reward employees who practice it consistently. Make sure that your passion for customer service runs rampant throughout the entire company, not just maybe your team that you're working on, but everyone, and be committed to providing more customer service excellence than anyone else in your industry. That's what's going to set you apart from all the other entrepreneurs, from all the other people that are providing services that you're providing. Share information about the customer and about the opportunities with people who are out on the front lines servicing the customers. This will give them insight in how to better service the customer and also will keep them involved in the business process. And act on knowledge that customers value attention, they value competence, and they value promptness and dependability all the time. But more importantly, excellent customer service is more than what you say or do for them. It means giving them a chance to talk to you and really let you know what their feelings are about what you're doing for them and what others are doing for them or aren't doing for them. So, go to trade shows, industry events that are important to your customers so you can learn more about their industry. Nurture a human board of directors as well as a business one with customers and prospects. Take them out to lunch and dinner. Take them to the ball game or the opera or a golf match or a tennis match. In the relaxed atmosphere of socializing, you may learn more about the customer than you ever imagined. Keep alert for their trends and respond to them as you learn about them. And ask for feedback on how you're doing. One of the best ways of doing this is conducting a customer interview or a customer survey, and then sit down with them. Let them tell you what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong, what you're not doing for them that others have offered to do, and try to help them get you to do those things right for them. Ask them, how can you help them? How can you help them better their business, not make more money for you? That'll come as a result of your offering to help, but how you really can help them, how you can solve their problems. And if you don't know the answer, offer to find out and do it on your own nickel sometimes. If there are complaints, have a method for giving customers the opportunity and the outlet to make their complaints. They need to be able to vent their feelings. Encourage them to get their frustrations out in the open. But most importantly, remember the old adage, the customer is always right. Never argue with a client or a customer. Unless they're being unreasonable. If they're being unreasonable, there's no sense in arguing. It's better just to cut off the conversation, friendly, and go your separate ways. Never tell a customer that the customer doesn't have a problem. It's them that has the problem. Those are fighting words for a customer. In other words, it's the customer that has the problem, not us. Admit that there may be something wrong and that you'll try to fix it. Share your point of view as politely as you can and take responsibility for any problem that's been created or that the customer sees as being created, even if it's one that you don't think is really significant. And give your frontline employees, your secretaries, your customer service people, your salespeople, the ability to be flexible in resolving complaints. Let them be decision makers. You don't always have to be the be-all, end-all of all decisions. Imagine that you're the one with a complaint. How would you want to be treated if something's wrong and you're upset? You want to be treated with respect and patience and kindness. And take responsibility. Take responsibility that you will tell the customer that you realize that it's your responsibility to ensure that a satisfactory outcome to the transaction is your only goal. And if it's unsatisfactory, then you're not going to be happy. Keep the client updated on what you're doing to resolve it. And tell them, if you're going to deliver it on a specific time, deliver it on that timetable. If you can't, communicate your reasons for not doing so. Monday means Monday. In other words, if you tell them that you're going to deliver the product or the service on Monday, and you don't deliver it on Monday, then you better have a darn good reason for not meeting that deadline. The job will be complete too, meaning that you're not going to deliver a product on a Monday because you said that it was due on Monday, but not deliver a complete thought-through solution for the customer. If you can't, if you need more information from the customer, if you need more time, ask for it. Undoubtedly, they're going to give you that time unless they're on a really hard deadline. But most importantly, with all customers, with all clients, go above and beyond what you promised. If you promised delivery on Monday, then strive for delivery on Friday. These days, simply providing adequate customer service is just not enough. The environment for lawyers, the environment for professionals, the environment for government contractors and products and services is much too competitive today to just provide ordinary service. How do you do this? Begin by thinking about your own experiences as a customer, what you've liked and what you've disliked in certain situations. Remember, at times you were delighted by the extra effort that was taken by someone to accommodate your needs, and you are also outraged by rudeness or negligence or just downright ambivalence. This will give you greater insight into what makes for extraordinary customer service and what differentiates you from everybody else who's doing what you're doing. Go above and beyond. It's especially important when a customer has complained. But even if the customer hasn't complained, set their expectations and exceed them all the time. Call the customer personally with updates. Hand deliver the merchandise or the service when it comes in. Take some money off the overall cost. Give them a discount from time to time. Send notes apologizing for any delays. Be in communication. And best of all, remember that the customer is always right, and you are there for the customer. So, a bit of common sense for everybody, lawyers, accountants, professionals, everyone out there, that the customer service model really begins with us. If you'd like to know more about starting your own business or business ideas, call us at 703-218-2100 or visit us on the web at ofplaw.com. I'm Wayne Zell, and you're listening to Blueprint for Wealth.